Maureen Dillon Teasdale for the Cube 88.9 FM, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting. So welcome, Melanie.
Hello. It's nice to be back.
It is nice to have you back. And what movie would you like to talk about this week?
Well, I will talk about two movies, actually. One that I saw and one that I haven't seen yet, but is soon to... Actually, it is now at the Maison Cinema. I just haven't seen it yet. So the movie that I will speak on, which I did see, is a Romanian movie called The Whistlers. Mm-hmm. And if you go onto the Maison Cinema site and you look through that horaire page, the schedule, it has Les Siffleurs, which is The Whistlers, and it just says French, and that's just wrong, because it's not in French. It's mostly in English, and what isn't in English is subtitled in English, because there's some Spanish language stuff, and there's some Romanian stuff, but what is not in English is subtitled in English. So I really don't know why they put French in there, but don't be misled. It is not in French. It's called The Whistlers, and it's in English. So I wasn't entirely sure what to make of this movie, and as it turns out, you kind of need a bit of a crash course in what they call Romanian New Wave. I actually had no idea the Romanians had any kind of movie industry, but they do. And it says, I'm quoting now from Rolling Stone, and it says, say the Romanian New Wave to folks who tend to order their cinema off menu, and they'll happily regale you with tales of long takes, deliberate cases, dour perspectives, and a serious distrust of authority. They'll also say that the country has produced some of the most complex, captivating movies of the past 15 years, and they'd be correct. So I didn't know this when I went to see it. I just thought, oh, okay, a Romanian film, and it's getting quite good reviews. But it turns out that it is from a director named Corneliu, I'm going to get this wrong, Corneliu Porumboiu, who is just a master of the craft. And an interesting thing is that it's considered a comedy. And I didn't consider it a comedy at all. I thought it was actually quite a serious movie, but entertaining. It's not doing terribly well with average audiences. Critics seem to love it, and that's probably because generally critics, I guess, have a certain background in film, and they would know when someone says Romanian New Wave or they mention this director's name, and they'll know, okay, here's what you expect and here's what you get. And what's different between this Whistlers movie and this same director's other movies is that it basically is considered to be light fare compared to his other stuff. But again, I found it like not so light at all. In a nutshell, it's kind of the story of a Romanian police officer who is on an island learning a whistling language, which is just what it sounds like. It is whistling, gives signals to other people who understand this same language, and they can whistle in Romanian, and they can whistle in Spanish, and that whole thing is actually quite interesting, and I'm assuming that there actually is such a language. And then as a result, they can communicate with one another when they have secret things to say without tipping off really anybody except those who understand this language, of whom there's a very, very, very small number. So it's a crime thriller, to my way of thinking, with this extra added twist about communicating by whistling. And it's very well done. It's not for kids. There's a fair bit of violence. There's at least one pretty torrid sex scene. But if you if you are prepared to maybe do a little background on Romanian cinema and this particular director, and then go and see it, it would help. It would give you a bit of a grounding to know what to look for, because it's not even remotely Hollywood in style. It has a very European feel to it, and European type of movies are not everybody's cup of tea. But this one is actually quite interesting. I would recommend it to particularly to people who kind of see themselves as cinephiles, not people who just head off to the nearest Hollywood blockbuster. So again, it's called The Whistlers, and if you see it advertised on the website for Maison de Cinema and it says French, pay no attention, because it is simply wrong. The next movie that I'll talk about is also playing. It is currently playing at the Maison de Cinema. I haven't seen it yet, but I've been doing a fair bit of reading on it, and it actually makes life interesting. It has two names. There's a one name here in Canada, and it is a Canadian film, and that is Target. Oops, here we are. Target Number One, and it stars Josh Hartnett as sort of the good guy. He's a crusading reporter, and another a young man who you might not have heard of unless you've been following his career, which is pretty short. He's only 23 years old, and his name is, 1 second, come back to that in a minute. In a nutshell, so here we have this movie. Most Wanted is the name in the U.S. Target Number One is the title up here in Canada, and as I said, it is made in Canada, and it's based on a true story. It says here that the movie tells the real life story of journalist Victor Malarek, who unraveled a twisted drug deal that conspired to have the wrong man sentenced to 100 years in a Thai prison. And it's Josh Hartnett who unravels all this stuff, and there was indeed a Victor Malarek, and the paper that he worked for was the Globe and Mail, and the Globe and Mail is mentioned by name, but a lot of other names are not. For example, the CBC isn't called the CBC; it's called something else. But in any event, it looks as if it is a really good movie. Oh, the name of the young man who plays the person who is sentenced to 100 years in a Thai prison is Antoine Olivier Pilon, who happens to be playing in another movie that's downtown at the Maison de Cinema called Mommy. That's been around for a while. And he's an excellent young actor, so I'm imagining he's quite good in this. So he's turned into a fall guy, and he goes off to prison, and then he's I guess this is a very simple simplistic way, because it is referred to as a twisted case of entrapment, but they take this guy, and this is the government, by the way, who does this, and they make him the fall guy for a drug case. And another interesting thing about the film, for those who know comedians, Jim Gaffigan, who is a stand-up comedian who's quite funny, he has begun in sort of the last few years to take on serious roles in movies, and that's what he does here. He plays one of the agents who makes sure that this young man goes to prison. So that alone would be kind of fun to see, is Jim Gaffigan being a really bad guy. Mm-hmm. So that's playing now. Again, here in Canada, it's called Target Number One, and that's what it's called at the movie theater. It's a Canadian film. It concerns events which concern Canadian, Canadian government, and. Definitely looks like one that would be good to make an effort to go and see. It looks like maybe also it could benefit from the big screen, although it's not it's not a blockbuster, as I said. Other movies that are playing downtown at the Maison de Cinema, as I mentioned. As I said last week, what they've done is they have a few new movies and then a number of quite old but kind of classic movies. But first I'll talk about the new movies. One is called Vin Diesel. It's called Bloodshot, but I notice now that it is only in French. No loss there. Another one is, the one that I mentioned, the Whistlers. That's in English. Suspect number one. Okay, frankly, everything else is in French.
Okay.
But if you like us, we haven't done this yet, but we've talked about going off to the movies to see one of the older films, but one that is, you know, older but classic. For example, The Lord of the Rings. It's playing in a big theater at the Maison Cinema, and this is one of those movies which you really should go and see in a theater. Even if you have a giant screen TV, it may not be giant enough. Here's another movie. Let's see. Oh, The Dark Knight, which is another movie, again, that benefits from a big screen showing. Here's another one in English. Sorry, I didn't see this right off the bat, which is an older film, but a really excellent film called The King's Speech. And that one doesn't really require a big screen, but it's definitely worth seeing. So if you haven't seen it, or if you say, oh, I loved it, you know, and you want to go see it again, this is the opportunity. All the movies, by the way, are $5, which is wonderful. That's really an excellent price.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another, maybe the last of the big budget oldies that needs a big screen is The Matrix, and that is in English. So if you're looking for some interesting movies, one is Whistlers, and the other is this Target Number One. And then there's several of these big budget movies that definitely benefit from being on a big screen. And at $5 a pop, it's hard to do any better than that.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned last week that things are pretty much back to normal at the Maison de Cinema. They have, of course, there are some protocols in place to avoid people kind of bumping into each other. There's the whole social distancing and washing your hands and wearing a mask, at least up to a point. And when you're in the theaters, seats are marked with little red dots, and those are the ones that you don't sit in. You're allowed to kind of sit next to whoever you've come with in your little party. You can sit with those people, but you're not supposed to sit near other people who actually aren't part of your bubble, as it were. So that's really not a problem. And as many people know, if you are going to see a movie in English, chances are that it's not going to be crowded anyway. Frequently you go to the movies and you're just about the only people there. So it's certainly not a hardship to avoid the seats with the red dots.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are they still selling snacks?
They are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. You can get your Raisinets, and actually, I'm not sure about popcorn. I didn't check that last time, but definitely, yeah, you can buy stuff. And the ticket sales are done in the same way. You come in and you basically go to the snack counter and mm-hmm. you get your tickets, and you also, if you want, you get some snacks. So that's something that I would recommend. It's especially if we run into a bunch of rainy days or a bunch of crazy hot days, and you would like to be someplace comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
The Maison Cinema is as usual, like a great place to be.
It is.
The other places that's showing this movies, but far less frequently, are of course the Galaxy Cinema, and they have crazy chairs that move with the movie, and their, you know, recliners and stuff. Anyway, I was quite fascinated by their website, because I hadn't paid a whole lot of attention to them because they have so few English language films. And the other place is the cinema in Magog. They have the occasional English movie. playing. But if you, chances are, for example, the Target number one is playing at all three cinemas in English. So then you just decide which is the one that you want to go to, which is closest, or just, you know, the one that you prefer. For me, it's always Maison the Cinema.
Mm-hmm. And they have the most English movies as a rule, too.
And they absolutely have the most English movies, yeah. Well, they've got 16 cinemas.
Mm-hmm.
And they all seem to be kind of in action, so that's great. I would recommend just maybe going a little early, just in case there's a kind of a, I don't know, there wasn't any delay when I went to get tickets, but just on the off chance that there is some sort of a lineup that is unexpected, go a little bit early.
Mm-hmm. Good advice. Yeah.
So that's it for me for this week. Next week I should be able to speak about the Target number one, the mm-hmm. Josh Hartnett film about the young man railroaded into prison by mm-hmm. the government. So that should be fun.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie.
Okay. No problem. Have a good week.
You too. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.